Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question about your frankincense. Is that one of the best pain relievers that you could think of, and how much could a person take?
Well, insofar as best natural pain relievers, sir, now it's not at all the same as some of the, for example, codeines and so forth. But anyway, it does work pretty good for most of us, so I always give it a try before recommending the unnatural pain relievers. Best one I know of is made by a company called True Botanica, T-R-U. They leave off the E, a lot of times. And then Botanica, and theirs is called AKBA Plus. Okay, now, most people find that one maybe relieves things a little bit. That's one taken every few hours for the pain. Two does better, and actually, are we going to get hurt with going up the scale until the pain's gone? This is totally, as you know, from nature. And yes, there are some natural things that may kill us, such as arsenic. That's natural. But even so, this one has very, very little harm behind it. I've tried it just to make sure it didn't hurt me. I don't want to give somebody something else. Recommend something to somebody else that might hurt them, even if they took a bunch. So I tried for a couple of days, taking four every 4 hours, and I didn't feel any different. I wasn't having any pain to start with, but I still didn't feel any different. So it was pretty safe stuff at higher doses.
Then when you say, what type of pharmaceutical that would could work for severe pain, and wouldn't it make you drowsy and wouldn't cause any stomach upset?
Well, I work with them so infrequently, sir, that I'm just not in touch with the prescription patent medications. But when we really need them to relieve pain, I'm not saying don't do them. Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying take a bunch of vitamin C2 because it deals with the toxicity of just about anything. And so if there's toxic byproducts, the vitamin C will help get rid of them from the body. That's the way nature works. If we happen to be any of the living critters, except for humans and monkeys, they all make their own vitamin C, and they help to detox things, including pain relievers, before they cause harm.
Can I ask you one more question about a PSA? I had a PSA of 1.8, but then I had a groin CAT scan, and it showed that my prostate was slightly enlarged. How could that be if I have a good PSA of 1.8?
Well, sir, that's something that happens inevitably with us guys. I'd get me some lycopene right away. It slows that process. L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E.
Yes, yeah. I've been taking it.
Good.
According to you, yeah.
Okay, sir. Well, they're telling us we got to get to the old top of the hour in the radio biz, so thank you for calling.
Thank you for your advice.